Hi everyone, my name's Liam. I'm going to tell you about a geography field trip I recently went on with my university class. We travelled to a very rural part of Wales, to a location that's actually been designated as a protected nature reserve. It's an incredibly beautiful area, filled with rugged hills and deep valleys. After a long bus journey, we finally arrived at the field centre. I'd assumed we would be staying in a large, modern youth hostel, as that's usually the case on these kinds of university trips. But to our surprise, the accommodation actually consisted of a series of old stone cottages. They were quite basic and lacked central heating, but they were really charming and atmospheric. Shortly after dropping our bags, a local warden came over to give us a briefing. I thought he'd talk mainly about the local bird life, or perhaps the huge flocks of sheep you see everywhere, but he actually spoke at length about the wild ponies that roam freely across the reserve. Hearing about how they survive the harsh winters was absolutely fascinating. On our first afternoon, we were taken out for an orientation walk. I took loads of pictures of the landscape. I initially photographed a ruined farmhouse, thinking it looked very dramatic, but a very old wooden bridge crossing a fast-flowing stream ended up being my favourite shot of the day. The light hitting the water was just perfect. The following morning, we had to pick our main research focus for the week. We were given a few options. Some classmates chose to study the impacts of local tourism, and a few others went for water quality analysis. I ultimately decided to collect soil samples because it seemed like the most hands-on option and I wanted to be out digging in the dirt. Of course, working outdoors means dealing with the weather, which was incredibly unpredictable. It rained heavily on the third day. I was worried my paper map would get ruined by the downpour, but thankfully I had a waterproof cover for it. However, I accidentally snapped my plastic ruler in half while trying to climb a steep bank. It was quite frustrating, as I needed it for my measurements. For my field work, I needed to gather data from various locations around the reserve. While most students headed down to the nearby lake because it was a lot closer, I hiked slightly further up the valley to a stunning waterfall to do my measurements. It was a tough climb, but totally worth the effort for the data I got. Analysing all that data in the laboratory that evening was quite intense. I'd assumed my background in chemistry would be the most beneficial thing for analysing the pH levels, but it turned out that having a good grasp of maths was what really saved me when calculating all the averages and percentages. On the final day, we had to present our findings to the rest of the group. As you can imagine, nobody wanted to volunteer to go first. Someone joked that we should do it by height, starting with the tallest, but our tutor simply arranged us in alphabetical order. Luckily for me, my surname starts with S, so I had plenty of time to mentally prepare. The presentations were surprisingly varied and interesting. I really enjoyed one student's talk about traditional farming techniques in the valley, but I was absolutely fascinated by a classmate's talk on a new wind farm being constructed on the edge of the reserve and how it might impact the local ecology. Before heading back home to university, we wanted to buy a small thank you present for the field centre staff who had been so helpful. We briefly considered getting them some local honey from the village shop, but eventually settled on some delicious local cheese instead. They seemed really pleased with it. All in all, it was a fantastic trip.